This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And got a lot of good things today. We've got a couple interviews today. 7:30, CN from D&D Commodities, or Wild Delight. Talk about a few different things with our birds out there and what we can be doing at this time of year. And then 9 o'clock, we'll be talking with Victoria from Natural Alternatives. Talk about some of the ice melts. We've had some cold weather the past few days after some snow, so there's that consistent refreeze overnight going on, so we want to talk a little bit about what we can be doing to help prevent some of that. So that'll be at 9 o'clock today. And at some point in the middle here, we'll do something that I did last year and that we've done many times in the past. I'll be reading Yes, Virginia, There is a Santa Claus, as we celebrate Christmas in a couple days here. Remember, as a kid, my father used to have Gene Burns read this. He had an incredible voice out there. You could just listen to him for hours. And he was the host when my father was on WRKO. He was the host after my father with a cooking show, Dining Around. I believe it's Dining Around with Gene Burns or something along those lines. But he had an incredible voice. And he used to do it for my father all the time around Christmas time. So I will do my best, but I won't sound as great as him. So we'll be doing that a little bit later, as Christmas is 3 days away. It's, like I said, been very cold the past few days and the past, about a week, where it's just really, really chills you to the core. We're going to warm up a little bit this week outside, so that'll be nice. You'll actually, for those of you who forgot to spray any of the wilt proof or wilt stop, we can get out there and do that in those 40-degree temperatures that are coming up in the next couple days. I say it every week, but you could really see it on the evergreens. My rhododendrons were just very loose, kind of curled up, looking like they were frigid the other day. And, it was cold. It was very, very cold this week. So, we'll warm up a little bit, but we're thinking more indoors, obviously, with our plants and what we can be doing in there. What's going on with, our indoor plants, our house plants. Is there anything going on with the change in temps? Are they feeling it a little bit because the heat's going up a little bit? The You know, the sun is not as high as it was, as yesterday was winter solstice, the longest night of the year. So, you know, maybe it's something else going on with your plants. You know, we can discuss that today. We're obviously open with anything you want to discuss and your different plant categories. We can even discuss what we want to do for next year. You know, getting ready for the lawn, getting ready for the garden, planning around the house, seeing what we want to add this year. What would be a nice addition for plants to be put into there? You know, what type of vegetables do you want to do this year if you're going to do a veggie garden? What are things you could do, you know, if there's no snow on the ground? Can you get something in early? You know, when should you start? You know, we talk a lot about seed starting, and last week, you know, gift ideas, more of the seed starting ideas for your gardener, getting, you know, grow lights and seed trays and that type of thing. You know, maybe it's talking a little bit about that, getting that ready, getting a few things done, because it is important to start doing. This time of year, obviously, we don't think about the garden as much. You can definitely obviously tell in the summer and the spring, we're ready to go. Spring, summer, and fall, we're ready to go with that garden, get it ready, cleaned, what's going on here, what's going on there. The winter, you know, we slow down a bit with that. Obviously, we're not outdoors as much. It's frigid cold in areas, some of the areas that we are on here. Some of the areas are warm enough where you can be outside. But, you know, it's time to think what we can be doing. You know, one of those things I like to do this time of year to get ready for next year is look at different newsletters I can sign up for. You know, email newsletters that would be beneficial to just get me ready for spring. Just know what else is going on out there. You know, obviously, our newsletter is very important, but that's not one of the reasons why I'm saying this. I think it's very important to get a lot of information out there from different sources when you're trying to figure out the garden and trying to get things taken care of and looked at. And get better. So obviously our newsletter is out there. You can sign up for ours at paulparent.com. There's a way all the way at the bottom of the website to be signing up for that. It'll say sign up for newsletter. So that would be one thing to do. A couple others that I like. One of them is called The Spruce. If you go to thespruce.com, you can look at outdoors and gardening. They have a bunch of different sections. I like the outdoors and gardening, obviously. But they have a lot of great information each week that they send to you. Just some different ideas that you might, you know, not be thinking about. You know, there's one here, you know, just on their website, a compost bin, 10 different compost bin plans. You know, how to remove water stains from wood. So it's not just about plants. It's about what you're doing in your outdoor living. So it's a good one there. Some of our sponsors, one great one would be Natural Alternative. They have a newsletter that comes out monthly called the Monthly Dirt. I've already gotten ready for January. You know, the one for January came a few days ago. And, you know, it just talks about a checklist. And it's not just about their products. It's about a lot of other things. You know, what can you do for, you know, one of them is add indoor color this winter. You know, just some different things. Get you thinking spring. Get you ready for next season instead of just, you know, this time of year, we get a lot of those sale newsletters. We get the the ads because it's Christmas time and they want you to buy something. Let's think about something bright and cheery. Let's think about something that's going to get you ready for the next season and get going. So it's just some thoughts I have. A couple other ones. You can go and take a look at the Burpee website. I've always liked their website when it comes to information in regards to seeds, especially if you're getting ready for a veggie garden for this year. That's something that I really, really enjoy looking at. Their website has extreme amount of information when it comes to each variety, when to plant, when to get ready, when to bring outside. I think that's very important. We always, you know, a lot of us, if we're not doing seeds, we'll go to a store and buy, you know, a 6-pack or 4-inch vegetables out there, but we're not really sure when we should put them out. And we kind of think, all right, well, the garden center has them, we should put them out. But does the garden center have them indoors or do they have them outdoors? So there's a lot of things like that. And Burpee has some information on that just where you can do some research. I love doing a little bit of that research before I purchase something. So I know, all right, this is what I'm going to do. This is where I'm going to put it. This is the light it's going to get. This is the amount of water it's going to need. So that I know a few of those things and I can be ready if there's an issue versus, you know, not knowing something's coming around or that I put it in too much shade or I put it in too much sun. You know, I like to just get that information ahead of time, and I'm sure a lot of you do as well. Love to plan out and get things ready. So definitely something to be thinking about. We're going to go to a break here, but if you want to give us a call, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And as always, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to do anything we can to help you out with your garden. Now, like I was saying, joining newsletters, etc., I jumped on to the Burpee website during the break here, and just looking around, trying to figure out, just kind of looking at different things, see what's there, and they have a whole section of deer-proof or deer-resistant vegetables. And, some of them I can understand, but it just kind of makes me laugh because, I know that, deer, they can't, read. They don't know that we put a label on something that says it's resistant, to them, that they might be hungry when, if they're hungry, they might eat something. That being said, a lot of them have reasons why they are, resistant. But just every time I see deer resistant, it makes me laugh a little bit because if a deer is hungry and it's in the area, it's going to try it and it might do something. So just something a little funny there. But, I wanted to go back to the information on, burpee.com, and the information per, seed that you can purchase. It's going to tell you so much information, and I think it would be beneficial for anybody who's doing a vegetable garden to really be looking at. It starts with, the grow calendar, depending upon what it is, starting indoors, when to transplant into a bigger pot, then to start outdoors. Then it even goes in start indoors fall, transplant fall, and start outdoors fall. So it's a lot of information, especially for some that you can do multiple seasons. Then it has even the growing information, how to sow, which would mean how to plant them, how to get them in soil, etc. Then it describes how to grow. And then on top of that, harvest and preserving tips. So I think it's an awesome website with tons of information. So if you're looking to do a vegetable garden this year, and you're one of those ones who likes to plan out and say, all right, this is what I'm going to do. Here's where I'm going to do it. It's very beneficial for you. The other thing that it adds to it is, it'll tell you days to maturity, the fruit size, sun and spread, and height. Just as a example, I'm looking at one that is the cherry bell radish. It's a very quick one, 22 days of maturity. So nice and easy to grow, but it gives you a ton of information on how to do it. This is one of those ones where you can actually do a second round of radishes. Sometimes you can even do two or three. They just so quick on the 22 days that you might be able to do them multiple times. I'm a fan of radishes, so I enjoy those. I've only grown them a few times personally, but they're awesome to grow because they're very quick. You get that instant gratification that everybody's looking out there. They're not a long-term grow like a tomato. Your tomatoes obviously are going to take the entire season. You're not going to be able to do them multiple times. You're gonna get one season of them, but it's not gonna be a one and done type plant. You're gonna get multiple, you're gonna get a good amount of tomatoes depending upon the varieties that you look at. But there's so many types of tomatoes. If you're looking for, the beefsteak tomatoes, the large tomatoes that can go on a nice hamburger in the middle of the summer, right from the garden. They'll show those varieties. Cherry tomatoes. The paste tomatoes. So you can make into, into sauces or, we'll call it gravy. That type of thing. So just, it's so much information. I just highly suggest it. Just to get that information, help plan out for the next season. Because it is so important to be ready. So when that season hits, you're good to go, and you can just keep going. So give us a call here, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump touts record military spending and the formation of the Space Force as he signs a $338 billion Pentagon budget.
The 2020 National Defense Authorization Act is about making sure our warfighters have the tools, resources, and equipment you need to fight and to win all the time to win.
The U.S. is watching North Korea for signs of a possible missile launch or nuclear test in the coming days that officials are referring to as a Christmas present. A significant launch or test would mean the end of North Korea's self-imposed moratorium and raise tensions in the region. It would also be a major blow to one of the Trump administration's major foreign policy initiatives, the drive to get North Korea back to negotiations to eliminate its nuclear weapons and missiles. This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I know we do have a call on the line, so we're going to go right back into that. Who's up first today?
Today we have Daryl in Vermont.
Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's down around, a couple of days ago, down around 2 below 0, which basically means the ticks are beginning to slow down.
Yeah, slow down, yeah.
Or using their little pads as they go through the snow, you know, looking for something to bite. Catalog. I got two so far. And both are primarily tomato catalogs. And one of them is from a fellow that used to live here in Vermont. And had the Vermont Bean Seed catalog, probably 20 years ago now. And I'm looking through these catalogs and, you know, there's a saying here, we say it's common sense ain't. Do you know what that means?
No.
No? Uh-oh, got another one.
Yeah, right.
If they put in a catalog that it's non-GMO seeds, what does that mean to you? This is the common sense part.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be not genetically modified.
No, don't let me catch you on this one.
Oh, okay.
It says in a seed catalog to the retail customer, non-GMO seeds, what does it mean?
Well, I think you got me.
The first word is absolutely, and the second word is nothing.
Yeah.
Because you can't buy a GMO seed as a retail customer, as a gardener. The trouble is with the hype and the mostly the BS that is spitting out, oh, You don't want that. That's a GMO. Yeah, I do. I like GMOs. In fact, I have some, sometimes as much as 2 or 3 times a month. You do? Yeah, they're called sweet potatoes. And stuff like that. And it's this, the catalogs almost try to fool you. You can't buy a GMO seed because it's a commercial product. It's why you see them in big, huge farms where the tractors have more than one wheel at each of the four corners.
Yep.
You know, it's got 8 tires. It's got, he's got 12 tires on his tractor. He's real serious. And they're out there dumping this stuff out.
Well, it's a it's definitely a marketing ploy playing to what's going on out there. So it's something else, right?
I guess so.
If you look into it, you can understand why some of it, you know, why some do not like the genetically modified seeds. And we're not talking about seeds. I mean the plants when it's coming from somewhere commercially. So it's got that ring to it that people are really looking at now. There's more information out there, so people are more interested in it. Are they all bad? I don't think so. But they're, you know, when you look at some of the details to them, you kind of say, all right, it's a little bit too much here and there. So I don't know. That's just my thoughts, Daryl. What do you think?
I like to pick a tomato or two for every year. And you look at the ones there that have a whole line of following letters after it for it's resistant to this, that, and the other thing. And you think, man, it's either a brain surgeon grew this or what, but you got to, that's the first thing you want to look for is you got to learn what those little letters mean. And some of them are early blight, late blight. Well, those are important. And then there's others that have fusarium wilt and that thing. And if you get tomatoes that do that, and you get determinate or indeterminate, depending on what you've got to grow in, you could literally grow tomatoes, even in this part of the world, continuously. Yet they think, they're going to grow and they're going to die in the fall. That's not necessarily true if you, say, have a greenhouse where you can keep the temperature up high enough and the soil warm enough. Your tomatoes will grow several years. And people, I can't do that. Yeah, it can, and it does in other parts of the world. So there's things that you can look for that you got to take with at least a grain of salt, maybe a little bit more, but pick what you want to pick carefully. Now, you like radishes.
Yep.
And, of course, there's the French breakfast radish. Have you had those?
I haven't had that one. I'm going to have to look into it.
That's a radish that you could literally eat, and it's not super hot.
Yep.
You just sit there and pull them out of the ground, rinse them off a little bit, you know, don't worry about getting them too clean, and just start chomping on them. And they're a very old radish, actually. But there's so many things that are in these catalogs, that's what you got to do, and especially this time of the year when there's not a lot left to do, is to sit out and start picking out what you want to grow and then read about it and really understand it and remember that these are marketers. These are people who want to sell their product to make a living. And you can't take too much of what they write, even from Burpee, can't take too much of what they write too seriously. Because you've got to ask yourself, let's see now, when is the last time I knew if somebody was killed by a GMO? Probably don't know of anybody. The fact is, nobody's ever died from eating a GMO, ever. And yet, where do you see? You go into the grocery store and stamp in all the packages in the aisles there, non-GMO. The worst one, of course, is gluten-free. That drives me crazy. You know, how you can get a slab of meat there in the meat case is gluten-free when gluten's actually wheat and a couple of other vegetable products that normally don't come on 4 feet, much less cut up shrink-wrapped in plastic. But there it is right on the package, gluten-free. And people look at it, oh, look, look, this one's gluten-free. I'll take this one. And you go back to the original statement, says, common sense ain't.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying now.
Really, kind of, there's a lot of catalogs out there, and a lot of them have good information. And you read them, and you read them in such a way that you don't quite take everything they print as gospel. And then you'll come up with some really good stuff to grow. And if you kind of break the rules a bit, like you in fact do have a greenhouse situation, it doesn't have to be big, you can grow tomatoes year-round for several years on the same plant. And when you bring somebody a Christmas gift, like in a few days, cute little box all wrapped up, nice bow on top, and they open up, and there's a tomato inside the box. And they look at you and they think, yeah, this is a tomato. No, nothing gets by you, does it?
No.
You get them to slice it up, and they go, wow, the best tasting tomato I've ever had. Where'd you grow it? In the bedroom. You know, they start looking at you, they really figure, I have what? I got a greenhouse, and I grow them all the time. And this is what people can do if they don't accept too much of what's written out there as gospel, and just go and say, well, I'm gonna do this and do it and see what happens and take notes and write it all down. And pretty soon you'll be growing things that, well, they might not even put it in green prints.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's definitely something to do is research. And I think it's one of the things I've been trying to discuss recently is research what you're going to be doing before you do something so that you can be even more successful. Obviously, you're going to have some issues here and there, but you know, you're going to have to look at multiple areas for that research, because one writer is going to have one thought process and one, you know, they dealt with it one way, whereas another writer could have it a different way. It depends on the website and what they're trying to sell, as you've said. But research on all of these is very important. So I definitely agree with you there, Daryl. And, you know, checking out and seeing, you know, what's out there and what type of marketing is going on with the different products is definitely something to think about. So I'd have to agree with you there. So, well, I appreciate you calling as always, Daryl. Merry Christmas to you. Enjoy the holiday, and hope it's not too cold up there.
Yeah, we have another caller.
All right, so we're going to go right back into the phone lines. We got another caller on the line. Who's up next?
Coming up, we have Linda from Illinois.
Linda, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I need some of your wisdom for my indoor plants, please.
Okay.
I have what I call rescue plants. They're marked down from the original cost from one of the big box stores.
Yeah.
And I've been doing really well with them, which is, I'm very excited because I'm new at this. I just got some palms the other day, and I have philodendron. I have lots of succulents. Do I need to fertilize these plants during the winter?
So a lot of times the winter is a dormancy period, even though they're showing you their you know, foliage, etc.
Mm-hmm.
It's the time of year when they are trying to rejuvenate themselves a little bit, get a little bit more growth coming towards you later in the seasons, like the spring, summer, and fall seasons. So a lot of times it's not recommended to fertilize. One thing that, you know, that you should look at is, are they weak? Is something going on with them? You said they were markdowns. Were they marked down for a reason? Was something going on? Were they inferior?
a lot of them just had not been watered, and they're actually doing fine now.
Okay, so, you know, a lot of them, it's more of just getting them comfortable in their surrounding areas and getting them to, you know, get used to being watered consistently, getting them into that phase so that in the spring, when it comes time where the sun is higher, the weather is warmer, they can adjust a little bit easier. So at this time, I wouldn't fertilize unless you're noticing, you know, something's going on with the plant. On most indoor house plants, you know, everything that I have read has recommended to stay away from the fertilizer during December, January, and February. The rest of the season is when you would fertilize to get it growing bigger and stronger.
Ah, good to know. Now, if I get some lights, special lights for them, that would still be the case?
Well, it's one of those things. I wouldn't get special lights specifically for that. I'm going to go to a break, and I have a little bit to tell you about that. So if you want to hang tight for me on the other side of the break, we'll talk a little bit more about it. Because grow lights can be good, and some can not even. You might not even need them. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Linda. She'd gotten a few plants that were, you know, on sale. Nothing wrong with them. Wanted to bring them home, and she's, I believe you call them rescue plants.
Yeah. Right.
And we, you know, we talked about light going right before the break, and I wanted to touch on that a little bit because it's not something I could just say real quick. Now, the philodendrons that you have and the succulents that you got are, you know, full sun-loving type plants. You know, getting a grow light is a little bit, you know, is taking some of that sunlight that they would get normally during the season and mm-hmm. getting it there. If you wanted to get one, I'm not saying don't do it. But you don't need to use it as often with some of these. The plants know the time of year based on where the sun is. We're not trying to push some growth on them. A lot of grow lights are to help keep the sunlight on them at all times, the artificial sun, if you will, instead of having it just a regular growing situation. A lot of them are for seed starting that will really help to keep that light there where you can move them up and down so you can get them real close to the soil and bring them up as they grow to get them to build from there. Just as an example, the philodendrons that you have are great for, a sunroom or something that it gets a lot of sun. So we're looking at a south-facing window at this point. And if you were just to keep it in there, that would be fine and not, you know, not have issue at all. If there were, you know, if it was an area where you don't get a lot of sun, you know, you just say a lot of the areas that you can actually put a plant is in a north-facing window, you might look at it at that point. To say, all right, I need to give them, you know, that 8 hours of sunlight during the day. So that's how I would base it on it. If you're looking to, you know, get them ready for the spring and get them warmed up that way, maybe. But again, I think the grow lights you could use for other things, maybe something that is a little bit weaker. It's been in a, you know, in indoors in a non-sun location as much, and help them grow that way. But again, a lot of these, you know, philodendrons, watering wise, you know, they want to have a moist soil.
Okay.
And so the sun, the natural sun is going to help continue them growing in that way, versus just having the, you know, grow light on top of them, where it's going to be, you know, the unnatural light. I think the winter plants like that dormancy period so they can rejuvenate for you and get into the next season. So I think that's one of the reasons why I would kind of just let it go, but in a south facing window without having to add a grow light.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
No problem. One thing just with the with the watering, I always like to, with philodendrons, they do enjoy higher humidity. So if you're growing them together, mist them, or, you know, I've talked about it a few times, add like that tray of half rocks and then fill it with water to create the humidity around them.
They do
enjoy the higher humidity, the philodendrons that you have. So, you know, that's something just to think about. Whereas the succulents that you have, you don't have to water them as much. You don't need that humidity, etc. You just kind of can let them do their thing. You don't have to water them as much. They'll take the full sun. So I just wanted you to know that, because it's something that I'm finding is more important when it comes to houseplants than that I've learned about more in the past couple of years here.
I would imagine it would be good for the palms too.
Yes, palms would like the humidity as well. So definitely, you know, misting them if you can, or that tray with some rocks and water filled in there will create that humidity.
For the palms too, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you, and I want to wish you and your family a very happy holiday.
Thank you. You as well. Have a great one.
You too.
Bye bye. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.